Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today, it is early July in terms of our podcast being on the radio and other people being able to access the podcast. And we're going to spend some time talking about AIG Summer Camp. My very special guest on the program is Jill Barker. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Nolte.
I appreciate you being on. We're recording this on a bright, sunny morning in June. And today, Mrs. Barker has on her AIG director's hat. She also does Title I and many other jobs. We all do lots of things in small to medium-sized school system. So we talked about, in preparing for the program, Mrs. Barker, we talked about maybe just take a minute or so and just talk about AIG in general. What does that mean, and how do people qualify, and, you know, why is it important to have an AIG program?
Okay, AIG, Dr. Nolte, stands for Academically and Intellectually Gifted. Those are students that we have in our district that we are required to serve by North Carolina law. They consistently perform high academically and or have an intellectual as an IQ score that is above average.
Way higher than mine.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's higher than mine.
This is my boss. I don't want to say anything bad. But yeah. These kids are required just to have a special service. The state does not dictate how we serve those children, but we do receive money to provide them some type of service. And yeah. So we have to make that different than what they get in the regular classroom.
Yeah. And our more formal program, you know, starts around third or fourth grade. We do serve children all the way down into kindergarten and first grade if they qualify. And those are usually the ones that, you know, they just have that IQ, and you can see it sort of when they crawl around the floor at the house. You can't hide that. But anyway, today we want to talk about the camp. So who's it's not for all students in the school system who are AIG. They're literally hundreds of them. But what's this camp for? Who's eligible to go?
Yeah, you know, through AIG, our program, we offer several different enrichment opportunities for different groups. This is specifically for current fourth graders going into fifth grade next year. And although we teach science in every grade, there is a big emphasis on science in fifth grade. We provide a STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Camp for these kids to get some enrichment and some background knowledge, probably a lot of really hands-on interactive experiments that they'll do a lot of that in their fifth grade classrooms, but this is just enrichment on top of what they might receive.
Okay.
A good opportunity for them.
It is, and we'll talk maybe a little bit more in the program about how we think that might benefit them. May end with that idea, but so when and where is that occurring?
Okay, the camp will be July 31st, which is a Monday, through Wednesday, August 2nd, from 8 until 3. And those students have received information to, their parents have received that, so we look forward to seeing them on July 31st at Clyde Elementary School.
And it's in Clyde. That's a good central location. We can't do everything there, but when you're geographically located in the center of the county, we want to have some activities there. And so if you're a parent or a grandparent, and you just happen to have a fourth grader, and you know for sure that they're AIG identified and served, if you'll remind mom or the child or someone that they have some papers and we'd like to get them back, because that's a very important camp. It's very, very exciting. Let's walk through a day and
okay.
Talk about all the exciting things that they will be doing during the camp.
Yeah. You know, we divide the kids into four groups, which is a great opportunity for them to be with like peers. And a lot of the research on gifted children is, you know, cites the need for them to be around people who think like them and act like them. So they do get an opportunity to network and meet a lot of other kids. But within these four groups, they rotate into four classes. And every class it's not a sit and get experience by any means. It is all interactive, hands-on experience. The first class that they'll start with is weather, and we have a retired meteorologist, Bob Child, who teaches that. And these, they look at tornadoes with virtual reality glasses. They build their own weather instruments. The second group, this year we've changed it. We're going to be dissecting more of a biology ecosystem type curriculum there, and we will be dissecting possibly perch. How'd you like that, Dr. Dill? And worms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, and
you might could come to
I'm going to give you a trick question. Is this like perch brim, or is this like the perch that is related to the walleye, the original perch?
We will have to ask Miss Amanda Wells, my teacher. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm teasing.
The third class will be a lot of interactive experience in regards to force and motion, which is a big portion of the science curriculum in fifth grade. And last, we'll do a class on chemical reactions, a lot of experiments and chemical properties that will, again, you know, it just enhances the fifth grade curriculum.
Okay. And let's talk a little, you mentioned a couple of the instructors.
Okay.
And so let's just talk about their experience and background, because it's really good. I know you mentioned a meteorologist, and then you also mentioned a very successful teacher who was even a skilled high school science teacher. You want to talk a little bit about those folks or any others and talk about what they bring to the table?
Yeah, Mark Etheridge is our lead instructor at the camp. He is a retired high school science teacher, taught a lot of physics. He'll be conducting our force and motions lab. He is just a wealth of knowledge with all things science, and kids love him. So, you know, he and Bob really are, they're our true scientists. Also, Amanda Wells, who teaches at Waynesville Middle School, has a biology degree, and she teaches STEM classes at Waynesville Middle School. And then several of our elementary AIG teachers who are very familiar with the curriculum the kids need to be exposed to will be there also. Martha Child and Brittany Pless. So we're excited to have them on board.
Yeah, and I wanted to take some time to mention those instructors, because you and I have talked about, Mrs. Barker, you and I, and I've heard you say this to parent groups and to Dr. Garrett, our superintendent, and to principals, it really does matter who you put in front of a child.
Absolutely. You know,
there are a lot of people who can teach school, but there's a smaller number and percentage who they're charismatic, they're kid magnets, and they really know their stuff and can explain it to children and show it to children in a way that children will always remember it. And you have a whole staff of those folks who are going to be working at the AIG camp.
They are people that get excited about science, and I know you have a biology degree, Dr. Bill. Maybe you could come teach.
Well,
okay, I've stumped
just because I have that license does not want me. You probably are better off with Bob Child and Mark Etheridge being your guys at the camp.
But they get the kids really excited, because really and truly, at the end of the day, if we can spur an interest in science for these kids, then that's really, you know, so many of their careers on down the road are going to depend on a strong science background in our ever-changing world. So anything we can do to help with that in our program, we want to do that.
And you sort of led into the last thing that we want to talk about. You talked about careers for them, but just the general overall benefit for this particular camp and why we have this camp and other camps like it for AIG children.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you look at our, like I said earlier, you know, ever-changing world and the careers that they need, so many of them have such a strong science background. And for, you know, a long time in our state, there's been a move, not a shift away from science, but, you know, when science isn't tested in every grade, like reading and math are, we have really had to actively make sure that we're providing these opportunities for our kids. Kids love science. They love being exposed to it. And so, yeah, anything that we can do within the AIG program, we're going to do that to make sure they love it.
Okay. Well, thank you for being on the program. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being on. Go ahead. You were going to say one more thing?
Yeah, I just want to, today's my daughter Kennedy's 12th birthday. I know it's June 1st today, but shout out to Kennedy Barker. Happy birthday, girl.
It's actually July when this thing airs.
Okay.
So you all have missed the mama shouting out there. Happy birthday, Kennedy.
And okay.
We did, going back to the last thought before we go off the air here with our podcast, we did share with our principals on June 14th some of the jobs, and most of them were math and science, and talked to them about data getting ready for next year. And so this camp just adds to that especially for our AIG students. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening. Hope you have a safe day and a great day.